New York City police recently arranged for a homeless man to be buried in a veteran cemetery rather than the traditional cemetery for the poor. Commentator Stacey Horn applauds the gesture, but thinks there is nothing wrong with burial in Potter's Field.
The term Potter's Field comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew. Judas couldn't get rid of the 30 pieces of silver he'd been paid to betray Jesus fast enough. He threw the money into a temple, but the priest didn't want the blood money either. They ended up using it to buy land from a local potter to use as a cemetery for strangers. Potter's Fields are now traditionally where the poor, unclaimed and unidentified, are buried. In New York, Potter's Field is located on Hart Island. I've been to Hart Island. It looks like an abandoned country estate where the landscape has been allowed to grow back to what it might have looked like before we got there. The buildings have that particular bittersweet beauty of crumbling decay. Wildflowers grow everywhere, and you can hear the sound of the sea from practically every point on the island. Louise Manslike, a lonely 24-year-old who died at Charity Hospital in 1869, is the first civilian to be buried in Potter's Field on Hart Island. Since then, she's been joined by more than 750,000 people, and 1,500 to 3,000 people are added yearly, and in a dignified and respectful manner. The first sign of respect that New York shows its citizens who die alone is in the very fact that New York is one of the last major cities to bury the poor and unclaimed instead of cremating them. The burials are overseen by the Department of Correction, and they are conducted by inmates of Rikers Island. The convicts treat the dead with tender care. It upsets and haunts them to bury the people that everyone else has forgotten, especially the babies that are buried in children's trenches, which hold 1,000 each. The prisoners leave modest offerings of fruit, flowers, and rosaries at the various monuments around the island. Now, perhaps New York City and the Department of Corrections will be less than pleased to have a burial on Potter's Field described as perfectly proper and honorable. But it just happens that sometimes we find ourselves at the end of our lives alone, or poor, or both. Potter's Field is not a dishonorable place to be. And I don't think the people buried there or their families have anything to be ashamed of.
Stacey Horn is the author of Waiting for My Cats to Die. She lives in New York City.